when people think about the Flint water crisis, you often think about lead poisoning and the impact that, you know, lead in water has on children. And one of the less reported health crisis that we uncovered was the outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. And the Legionnaire's disease outbreak went on for about 18 months or so before there was an official announcement and before people were informed. And so there was no real thorough investigation done, not by the county health department, not by the state health department, not by the CDC. And so we tasked ourselves with, you know, figuring out the true scope of the outbreak and if the official numbers, which are 12 dead and 90 sickened, if those numbers were accurate or if we thought the outbreak was much bigger.
What did you find to be the reason why health officials and government officials did not pursue this?
That's a really good question. You know, what we know is that it's not just one man or woman who didn't pursue this. It's, you know, multiple people at different agencies, both at the county and the state and the CDC. And, you know, over the course of 18 months, nobody launched an investigation. We don't know why. I mean, you can speculate, you know, that very question is a topic of the criminal investigation that's been ongoing now for 3 years. But what we do know is that, you know, the outbreak went on for almost a year and a half before anybody was made aware. And as a result of that, you know, the outbreak was significantly larger than officials claim.
Has there ever been an outbreak involving water in Legionnaires to the scope and scale of what took place in Flint?
So experts tell us that the outbreak in Flint was one of the largest outbreaks that has been recorded in the world. So it's one of the largest, and it also has one of the highest fatality rates. I think there was an outbreak of Legionnaires somewhere in Spain a while ago, and you know it was like 400 people were infected or something along those lines, and the fatality rate was just 1% because people were told, investigations were launched, and you know people sort of did their jobs to mitigate it. But in Flint, because it just kept going on and on and on, officials say, you know, as early as the end of 2014, which is just the first year of the outbreak, by the end, we had 30 cases of Legionnaires. And experts say that 30 cases, that was a big outbreak. In a city of just 100,000 people, that's significant. And then it went on for another year before anyone was told about it.
I would imagine that there are emails that have been exposed in the investigation and also emails that perhaps you FOIA'd along the way. Do you find any answers within those communications?
So it's really interesting. One thing we found is that from very early on, there seems to be an effort to pin the outbreak on a local hospital. You know, even the emergency managers in Flint at the time, who are state officials, have communications where they're sort of, you know, pushing the outbreak to be, you know, blamed on this one hospital, and there's an effort to not link it to the water supply. So that's a narrative that we see building very early on. And other than that, it's fascinating because you have these email exchanges where, you know, they're talking about the scope of the outbreak. They're talking about the fact that it's likely the Flint municipal water supply, yet at the same time, they're not taking any action to do anything about it. And by they, I mean people at the county and people at the state.
Is there a connection then between the Legionnaires and the water and the lead issues with the water and diverting the water system from the Detroit line to using the Flint River water?
Definitely. So when the city of Flint, under state control, and this is a decision made by state officials, decided to use the Flint River in the interim before they joined the Karagandhi Water Authority, and decided to turn on the plant before the plant was adequately staffed and before they had all of the systems necessary to treat the water, those were decisions that were made by state officials ultimately. And despite the fact that there were whistleblowers at the plant who didn't want to turn it on, who were afraid of what the consequences may be, the state moved forward with the plan at any cost. And you can link the corrosion of the pipes which also caused lead to leach into the water. That, in turn, created a breeding ground for bacteria and Legionella and other pathogens as well that can make people very sick. So it's all connected in one way or another. But as I said, there was a pretty concerted effort, and it's still, I mean, it's still the criminal defense for some of these officials that it's not connected to the water supply and that there's no evidence to prove that it's connected to the water supply. But what we found in our reporting is there's absolutely a link between the two.
What stood out? What shocked you the most in your investigating?
The extent to which scientists were stonewalled and prevented from conducting a thorough investigation. Never seen anything like that in my career.
Flint's Deadly Water, directed by Abby Ellis. It airs Tuesday night at 10 o'clock here on WGVU Public Television. Abby Ellis, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.